Hello and welcome to the Last Mixtape Podcast. My name is Stephen White, and on this week's show, we review Pillow Queen's third studio album, Name Your Sorrow, the return of Fontaine's DC, and the latest music from the week that was. But first, yes, dear listener, you're very welcome back to the podcast with me, Stephen White. This week, we turn our attention to Pillow Queen's Name Your Sorrow, the third from the band, following 2022's sophomore offering, Leave the Light On. Intent is the purpose, and so it goes with Pillow Queen's Name Your Sorrow. Razor sharp from the outset, the album casts across a taut wire of sound, whereupon Pillow Queen's balance their emotionally charged songwriting. From the scratching and rumbling intro of album opener February 8th, Name Your Sorrow creates a jagged world whereupon each element collides beneath introspective vocal delivery. Followed by the pounding suffer, the darkened corners of Pillow Queen's music can be found within this widescreen production. Emotionally honest songwriting and performance has always been at the heart of Pillow Queen's. Name Your Sorrow engulfs this resonating musical passages. Dynamically, songs like Blew Up the World pair everything back to this raw element, while Gone and One Night take no prisoners with their fuzz-laden reckoning, showcasing the record's sense of scale. The melodically rich Like a Lesson is Name Your Sorrow's sonic zenith. It's clear why Like a Lesson was a standout single, melding the band's indie pop sensibilities around the darker tones of the album's overreaching sound. The track is infectious in its presentation and relatability, mirroring the album's own contrasting sonic themes. And so it goes. Name Your Sorrow is a triumph. Pillow Queen's have reached a command of their music, where every tone and undertone meets the meaning. Fraught with angst and longing, brooding and raw, Name Your Sorrow speaks to the space in all of us that wants to sing these emotions from the rooftops. I highly recommend this record. Name Your Sorrow by Pillow Queen's is out now, wherever you like to find your music or wherever you like to buy your music. The band will also be embarking on a UK tour, and they will be supporting as well Snow Patrol on July 12th. And they will also play their biggest headline show to date at the Ivy Gardens in Dublin on July 13th. So check that out when they're in town. Yeah, a really great record. And we've seen a few actually so far this year. There's been some great, great records out from the likes of Sprints and New Dad. We had Virgins as well, and we also had Melts. So it's great to see Pillow Queen's keeping on that run of really great Irish records coming out from bands. For some of them, it's the second or third, and for others, it's debuts. So yeah, there's a good match of different types of bands in different stages of their careers releasing different music. And as we were saying there, just the Pillow Queen's are playing the Ivy Gardens, which is always great to see Irish bands play big, big shows. We'll be talking a little bit more about that later on. But yeah, highly recommend their new record. And I've said a few times about other bands, the best work to date and stuff like that. But I think this is really a great, great record. And they've consistently, I feel, made very good records since the beginning. And this one is yet another step up. Just kind of in terms of the sonic element of it meeting a lot of the emotional element of it, which can be tough to do, and you have to tie those two things in thematically. But Pillow Queen's are a band that have been on the rise since the beginning, and they have continued to do so with their new album. So yeah, as I say, do check that out. It is out now wherever you consume music, or however you consume music. It should be there for you to listen to. But now that I have said all of that, it's time for that other part of the show. Yes, dear listener, they seek him here, they seek him there, those musos seek him everywhere. Is he in heaven or is he at the disco? That damned elusive Count of Monte Playlisto. Yes, dear listener, the styling, profiling, limousine riding, Jeff Fine playlist, and wheeling, dealing son of a gun has come back and delved deep into the Irish music scene to deliver yet another beautiful bounty in the shape of TLMT's Irish mixtape on Spotify. Let us begin this! We'll be right back. Yes, dear listener, the undefeated champion and king of podcasting and playlisting has once again returned for this week's installment of TLMT's Spotify playlist, starting out with the song on everyone's lips and the band on everyone's lips this week in Ireland, Fontaines DC and their new single, Starburster. Yes, dear listener, Fontaines have returned with their brand new single, Starburster, taken from the upcoming album, Romance. And I think what's very interesting about this record and this kind of single, as well as everything kind of leading up to it, is it marked a huge change in stylization and sound for the band. I wasn't expecting it to go this way, and I'm not saying that as a bad thing whatsoever. I'm saying that actually quite as a good thing. When Skinty Fia came out, I felt that Fontaines were moving towards, not to trad, but in that kind of realm. They were going maybe more towards a more post-punk version maybe of Lancome or something like that, in that kind of territory. There were shades of it while still shades of kind of the post-punk elements of their music. Starburster has come out of the gates swinging. It is definitely not in that direction whatsoever. So I was completely wrong in my reading of where they were going. Stylistically, it's far more related to something like The Gorillaz or even what Green had done with Kneecap. There's more hip-hop elements in this than there is, as I said, the aforementioned trad where I thought they were going. And that is incredibly... I think it's incredibly brave of them in a lot of elements to go that way. They are definitely taking a swing for the fences. They are definitely taking a stylistic leap. Even the album cover art, the photos, the video itself, with a little bit of a shout out to Final Fantasy VII in there. They are moving in a completely different direction. They are doing the kind of, and people will hate this, but I'm going to say it anyway because I don't give a fuck. But there's a lot more in this in relation to the Joshua Tree to Octung Baby feel, where it goes from the kind of monolithic, widescreen, you know, resonant atmospheres of Joshua Tree to the very enclosed, distorted kind of pre-digital era U2 sound of Octung Baby. And there's a little bit of that in here. There's a little bit of that element of things are fuzzier, things are kind of taking on a more modern feel than Skinty Fia. Skinty Fia, by definition, didn't really have that modern sound in it in terms of its production. It took very much the themes of modern life as an Irish person living in diaspora, but very much in terms of its sound, it hasn't. So I think this, more than anything, is a sonic leap from Fontaines DC that, yeah, I really, really welcome. I love the sound of it. I love the way Green's vocals have slightly moved away from being as singy as they were maybe in the beginning and are more in line, again, with kind of what he did with Kneecap, which is very interesting. And the band have moved their sound as well. What they're doing with the beats, what they're doing with the guitars is a mile away from what they were doing in Dogrel. Whilst at the same time, it should be said that it's the same band. You know, you're not going to say, well, who is this? You're going to know it's Fontaines. And I think it's important for them to do that, mainly because we've seen a couple of bands in that area not quite hit it. And we've spoken about this on the podcast before, dear listener, where we talked about maybe the post-punk boom is done. Well, I feel it is in a lot of ways. There's a few bands struggling. And, you know, you see that interview with Idols where they're talking about their previous work and their previous lyrics not, you know, being different people. And you're like, oh, I'm not too sure about that. But I think Fontaines have been a band that always had an acute sense of stylization, both musically and physically, and what they do and how they present themselves. And that's important. That's very important. So I'm very excited about Romance. It's on a new record label, XL. And I think this is a hell of a track. And a very welcome leap in sound from them. And yeah, 100% would recommend you check this out. I'm sure you have anyway, if you're a fan of the Fontaines. But yeah, a really welcome step up in sound from them. And check it out. Starburster from the upcoming album, Romance, Fontaines DC. And up next, we have Kinsey with her brand new single, Money. It's the first one since 2022's Something to Do with Love. And a very welcome return from Kinsey. Yeah, another artist. We were speaking about the Fontaines there and their sense of stylization, whether it be in sound or whether it be in the visual side of their work. And Kinsey is very much one of those artists with a very defined sense of styles in terms of their music. And this goes very much deeper into the alt-rock early 90s into modern era kind of type of sound, where it's layered textures and feels underneath what is compelling songwriting, whether it be compelling in its pop sensibilities or compelling in the way it's delivered and compelling in the way it's performed. Kinsey is one of those artists that we talk about in the Irish music scene as a very exciting one, and for very good reason. Money is a very good example of that. That yet another leap is being made towards something bigger and something grander. And you could feel Kinsey is an artist who is constantly evolving and constantly finding their way. And I think Money is a great and compelling track. I'm trying to avoid saying anything is people's best work to date, especially with an artist kind of coming along very early. But this is an incredible track by her. And the production is pinpoint, as well as the songwriting. And that's always been there. And it's great to see how much it has grown from Kinsey in these last few releases especially. And yeah, just an artist with a really defined sense of self, releasing music that is instantly grabbing. And yeah, that's Kinsey's Money, and it's on the playlist. Check it out. Next up, we have the brand new single by pop duo Rue called Bible. And yeah, we're talking about stylization, which seems to be the key word in this week's podcast, dear listener. Yeah, into that kind of maximal pop sound, Rue have stepped their foot many a time. And this time again, it's with a darker, more moodier feel than before. But it plays with those elements of really great pop production where things are being introduced and removed and taken out. There's dynamic twists and turns, a sonic twist and turns. Something's being introduced every moment. I have to say that the last thing about Rue as an act is their vocals, is how they intertwine them, is how they mix and meld vocally. And that has to be the characteristic that stays at the heart of their music, and very much does so with Bible. Even in the kind of darker elements, they're able to weave that pop sound, that maximal kind of moody pop, into their music by their use of harmony, their use of call and response. And yeah, it's another great, great single by, like we were talking about, I think it was the week before last, we were talking about Pastiche and their brand new single. And we're talking about like pop in Ireland and the kind of the redefinition of what pop is in terms of kind of the Irish approach to it. And you have all these new artists, which Rue, Pastiche, and people like that, Bobby Arlow. And it's kind of this element of modernity to it. And also you can kind of feel that there's a myriad of influences coming from it. Because you have to remember that this generation of pop artists that are coming now have been exposed to a greater expanse of music than before, than was available before when I was growing up. And that is an incredible thing to see, because you can see it synthesized into the music, and you can see it synthesized very directly into Rue's brand new single, Bible. And you must check it out. It is on the Last Mixtape podcast, but it's also available on Spotify to listen to at your leisure. And finally, a change of pace for our last single this week added to the playlist, Louise Gaffney with the song Slow Violence. And yeah, this is a far darker, more atmospheric track than the ones we've been speaking about this week, and beautifully portrayed textures in an atmospheric pop milieu. And I think it's a beautiful, beautiful track. It's one to get lost in. It has this kind of resonant fuzz about it, played along with Gaffney's own hushed vocal tones and kind of softness that plays with the textural roughness around the edges. It's almost like something like an old film photo, or a film photo taken on very grainy stock. There's a real texture and feel to this track, Slow Violence. And yeah, Louise Gaffney is an artist who really creates great soundscapes within her music and within her releases. And I think this is a beautiful one, and it's a beautiful piece of music, Slow Violence. It really captures it and really draws you in. As I say, it has that textural feel of a 35mm film. And yeah, it really plays with that so well. So yeah, definitely check that out as well. Louise Gaffney, Slow Violence is on the playlist and available to listen to on Spotify as well. And that are all the tracks from this week's playlist, chosen by the Count of Monte Playlisto, as always, the champion playlister, the greatest playlister of all time, some would say, dear listener. But in this section, I would also like to draw your attention to some live shows happening around Dublin at the moment, or this week. We have Problem Patterns. They are playing Workman's Cellar on April 26th. Go check those guys out. His Father's Voice, who we featured on a show last week as one of the tracks chosen by the Count of Monte playlist. They're playing Upstairs in Whelan's on April 26th as well. Paper Kites, they play Vicar Street on April 28th. and the acclaimed Casey Musgrave plays a duo of knights at the Three Olympia in Dublin on the 28th and the 29th of April as well. And so it goes, and there it went. But before I go, thank you for listening. You can subscribe to the Last Mixtape podcast in all the usual podcasting places and or spaces. You can also submit your music or gigs to me via Stephen@thelastmixtape.com with the subject matter TLMT podcast, or via Instagram, or whatever method of communication you see fit. Maybe one of those skywriting type dealios or something like that. I really hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. We had some great bands along the way, and we talked about some great music. Whatever your thoughts are, do let me know about all the different bands that we featured on this week's playlist, and of course the album review of Pillow Queen's next record. We will be rejoining the Irish music scene yet again next week with some more new music. But for now, this was the Last Mixtape podcast. You were the listener. I was Stephen White. So long.